The UN Children's Fund has confirmed the demobilization of 182 children who have been released by the rebel group People's Army for the Restoration of Democracy, or APRD, in the Central African Republic's north. The government first discussed the release of child soldiers with the APRD following their signature of the 2008 Libreville Peace Agreement. UNICEF and other aid organizations are now helping the former child soldiers reintegrate into their communities. But the emergence of new armed groups along the country's borders is heightening the risk of recruitment or re-recruitment. Jeremy Hopkins is the deputy representative for UNICEF in the Central African Republic. He told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that these children had voluntarily joined the ranks due to lack of better options.
There's not a strong tendency to do forced recruitment of child soldiers in Central African Republic. It's, let's say, voluntary in inverted commas, in the sense that the child is not sort of kidnapped and forced in that sense to serve in the armed groups, but they are obviously a child isn't able to make a proper decision as to what he or she's going to do. So they go on recruit locally in the villages in the same areas where they operate, with the full knowledge of the families of the children.
Why would they consider this an appealing option?
Well, Central African Republic is one of the poorest countries in the world, and there's not many options, especially the further away you get from the urban centres, the less options there are in terms of basic things like access to schooling, access to health. So it's not as though the child is necessarily going to drop out of school in order to join the armed forces. He may not even be at school in the first place. So it's a livelihood option. It's a coping strategy for families under extreme duress. Coupled with that is the charisma side of, you know, working with an armed group. I think that's global. But I think it's largely about poverty and what we call a negative coping strategy, because it's one of the few options that the child knows he's going to, you know, get food, and the family also knows that. That's why it's not necessarily forced in the sense that we would understand it, but they are forced by circumstance.